Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone is the Center's president, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I thought it would be appropriate for us to maybe kind of take a look into the crystal ball and see if we can make some maybe some bold predictions or at least some educated guesses about what to expect with the upcoming legislative session, since that's about to start.
Well, it'll be an interesting session. My bet is that it'll be a quick one. We have a redistricting deadline that the courts most likely will have to solve and release February 21st. So it is an election year. Legislators will find their new districts, their new boundaries, so there's going to be a lot of interest in trying to get to know and meet new people in new districts. So that will give them maybe that sense of urgency to get out of there. But it is a bonding year. Typically, the second year in the biennium is the year when the state legislature deals with bonding or building issues. And they'll be the fight about what the proper number is in regards to the total overall bonding package. My guess is it's going to be somewhere around the $600 to $800 million mark, and that will go then for infrastructure projects throughout the state. So it'll be an interesting one nonetheless.
Do you think that the issues of overall budget stuff will come into play, since that ended so badly the last time around, or will that be put off until after the elections?
Unfortunately, I think it'll be put off. I think everyone in the legislature was so burnt out after the special session and the government shutdown. There was a collective sigh of relief that was released when the latest forecast came out showing that there was going to be a little surplus. And I think people in the legislature see that as a small sign of victory for the moment. I think the attitude or the mood will be simply to get through this session and get to the election and let the new legislature deal with it then.
You mentioned that you thought the bonding number would be in that neighborhood of about $800 million. How much of that is going to be really contentious, or do you expect it to not get contentious?
Hopefully they learned a little bit through this last session and all the fighting that was had, and hopefully they can try to create some sort of peace and maybe a little bit more global. One of the big things that's looming out there, a report was just released today, but we have the state capitol that's literally falling apart, and they're projecting $240 million plus to get that thing up and running back to where it should be. I would hope that there would be some bipartisan support to take care of, of the people's house. But we'll see. Usually that's one of the things that, the Capitol doesn't really have a constituency. So politically speaking, it's usually harder. But I would hope that the statesmanship would rise and they would fix that place. But, yeah, anytime they meet, no one's safe once session starts.
Very good. Well, Brad, Happy New Year to you, and thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.